I don't want to see another escapade like yesterday, Vulcan. How can I guarantee that this will never happen again? And why are you back? I thought you'd gone for good. I've been holding auditions in the town square for another assassin. So far, I've only come up with King Arthur and Robin Hood wannabes.
It all began on a train bound for Anchorage.
What the fuck were you doing on a train bound for Anchorage? Who the hell do you think you are abandoning this regime, you insolent git? Working for me is 10 times harder than your old liquid snake could ever be.
I couldn't remember who I was, except that I came from Alaska, so I made it my mission to get back there. Getting back was easy enough. There was a direct train line from Washington to Anchorage, the capital of Alaska. Or is it Fairbanks? I have never been sure.
Washington's called New Baghdad. How many times will I have to drill it in? Isn't it enough that this regime has placed the name on road signs across the city? All the old maps of Washington have been recalled and burned, so that no trace of Washington will ever be heard from again. The new Iraqi Congress has created a new offence called displaying a map in insolence for anybody who is in possession of the old maps. The state has already issued new atlases with certain streets that I don't want the citizens to know about blacked out. For instance, the location of the factory where the weapons of mass destruction that are now stored in the USI are, for instance. That took a lot of ships and planes, moving them from Iraq. You arranged that transport for your weapons of mass destruction, but you couldn't even do the same for any inventions that I created back in Baghdad. They were just landfilled, because you said that the transport couldn't be arranged, so I'd have to invent them again in the USI. Well, it's not double standards of mine, Mr. Dodd, but the esteem of which I hold most of your inventions, which isn't much. Most of them aren't even useful to the state. And should, Dodd, and this is a note, only be invented in your spare time between 3 and 5 a.m. You did invent them, did you not?
Well, I find that I'm often out with the secret police at that time in the morning for an unknown reason, even though they don't seem to know what it's about, or I'm asleep at the time. So I forgot to reinvent so many that will never travel in time, will survive a black hole again.
It is the element of surprise with the secret police. We catch people when they least expect it, especially those who are most suspect. And we suspect most of everybody. If I was an ordinary citizen of Baghdad, I would really watch my back.
I was telling a story, Hamid. Do you mind? Do you not want to know what happened to get me back from Alaska?
Yes, well, we'd be most interested to find out what happened to you back in Alaska. Several miscreants' lives were spared when your ass was departed.
The last thing I distinctly remember about the train I was on was being on it and then mysteriously waking up in what must have been rubble. I remember being on the train. Then I woke up in a cloud of dust in a strange city and I couldn't find my bag. I can't remember what happened to the train or the bag, but I guess they were somehow related. I wandered the streets of Anchorage looking for help, but it was hard to get any due to the number of police and ambulances. So I continued to wander through the city for hours until I reached the cold Alaskan countryside. I remember feeling hungry. I couldn't remember what my name was still, so I rechristened myself with a new name. I called myself Hunter. And that was indeed how I ate my meal in the harsh forest. Then I camped out for the night after drinking from the river. I didn't have a tent, so I slept on the forest floor. For some reason, when I woke up, I wasn't in the same position. I was by a different tree. Then the next day I found a forest hut. A man was in there surrounded by expensive fishing equipment. I threatened him with my gun to try and get him to leave. However, I had forgotten that I didn't have one, and a few seconds later ended up face down on snow as a result. I cannot remember much after that, but that was the last time I saw the forest. I don't know whether I was dragged out of it or it was chopped down around me, but the next place I remember being was a top secret location. I didn't know where it was. I asked for a map, but the officials in the building said the location was banned off Alaskan maps, and that for all the citizens knew we were sitting in a filled-in quarry. Then I was given a truth serum, the bastards. And that was when I remembered I was Vulcan Raven. I didn't particularly want to return to my post here in Baghdad, but I still made good my escape.
Fascinating, fascinating. But I'm going to have to cut you short, because I've got an announcement to make. And just in case you didn't realise it, you'll be paying for that last remark.
Don't you want to know how I escaped and why I returned to Iraq when I didn't want to?
We'll leave that for another episode if we ever get round to writing it. But for those gathered in the room, please proceed to the hall where you'll be introduced to someone.
In the palace luxurious grand hall, which is hundreds of square feet bigger than the one that King Arthur used to use for his round table.
Please be seated. I want you to be perfectly quiet while I do the introduction.
Is it King Arthur?
No, I believe it is someone I have already met. In fact, I was the one to hire him on my own recommendation.
Pipe down. The fact that I gathered you here means that this platform is solely to be devoted to my speaking. In this empire, anyone under me in authority is a subordinate. So you speak only when spoken to.
Excuse me, is it the right room?
Jorg, I told you to wait in the kitchen. And if you overheard what we were saying, which was speak only when spoken to, just let me tell you that it strongly applies to you too.
I wasn't sure if this was the right room either. I couldn't move for dishes.
Well, to all those assembled here, this is Chugger Slovenia Razamar, but we just call him Chug. He is now the new head of the secret police, since Hamid here has decided to fuck his post off and join me as my personal agent and spy.
Hey, I don't ever remember saying that.
You're saying that now.
That job was my life.
I am the one who decides your fucking life, even whether you have one or not, and whether you're entitled to it. You must have a short memory not to remember Rocky's fate.
Who the fuck is Rocky?
I took him out to my satisfaction.
He travelled in time once. He used to be Saddam's personal assassin until he kamikazed himself through a Spanish wall back when Spain had its independence. However, I was fiddling down the laboratory one Sunday morning, messing about with motorcycle parts, and I somehow invented a time machine before my second breakfast. I travelled back to Spain and managed to bring him back, and then we...
Don't think I don't know what you were planning, you skimpy four-eyed shitbook! You were hoping to overthrow me in this empire, because then I hadn't even taken over the world. I know you, Dodd. I remember once I was radiating in a substation in the deepest forests of Brazil, and I was unable to run this empire for weeks thanks to nuclear incapacity. You nearly turned my empire into what Britain used to be like. I fucking hate that. Half an hour. That's how long it took me to remove those hospitals and benefits and your other shite laws off your crappy written constitution. Within the half hour, old men were being turfed out of their beds.
But, I...
And the queue outside the job centre didn't actually have any jobs. Because when I got there, I instantly sent them down mines and quarries. They were on temporary contracts. You see, there is no such thing as job security in this empire. Just the certainty that you must have one or starve.
Excuse me, but may I have an assignment?
No, of course not. I'm not ready for you yet. So stay and stand where you are. Ladies and gentlemen of this shit audience, even though you are my employees, this is still a speech. So I want your heads to face me 100% of the time that my mouth is moving. Because if I even catch your eyes moving, you will be escorted to the trapdoor, escorted by security guard Steve again. If you hadn't already realised, there is a new head of the secret police. This man sat facing the corner going by the name of Chugger Slovenia Razamar. He's replacing Hamid's old job. And Hamid, you will be forced to clear out your desk by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Because Chug here is going to need a shiny new office, and it might as well be yours. And the office is going to be secretly based in New Baghdad, with the view of where the Pentagon, the White House, and the various memorials used to be when this place used to go by the name of Washington. Now all you can see is a still smouldering sports stadium and a car park with room to park 20,000 cars.
Chugger Slovenia Razamar is indeed my name. I am also known as Chug.
Did I say you could speak?
Not technically can I speak, but all I was trying to say was I'm the head of the secret police. As the head of the secret police, it is my responsibility to instigate proceedings against anyone who would challenge the state that may not have committed an arrestable offence, but we...
May I cut you off? Oh, I already have. What he is trying to say is that in these days of complete control and domination of the world, we need an exclusive police force capable of enforcing the repression of those who would rise up against us. Not necessarily, even if there are actions, even if there are words and thoughts against us. A person might be responsible, for example, for distributing leaflets for an opposition party, or just sitting at home thinking to themselves that the regime is shit. It's all the same difference to us. Because if we find out, it will be a knock-knock in the dead hours in the morning from Chug and his officers. And while there is a constant supply of those actively against the state, or against our ideas, Chug will give them a free taxi ride that will force compliance. Now, three cheers for the new position, and for Chug.
Hip, 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 hooray!
More enthusiasm!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Was that the door?
Oh, shit. It's not who I think it is.